Good evening.
Many
of you are probably familiar with the popular television show called American Ninja Warrior. On this show, competitors face intense physical challenges to complete a series of obstacle courses of increasing difficulty. The competitors are trying to advance to the finals and win a cash prize. Sounds difficult, huh? When I think about the time and dedication involved in competitions like these, I can't help but relate it to our lives and how we have to prepare ourselves for the challenges we face on a daily basis. Someone that comes to mind when I think of these challenges is the Apostle Paul. Paul was an extraordinary man of God, and tonight I'd like for us to focus on a few lessons we can learn from him. Paul teaches us that God can use anyone. Of all people God used to bring people to him, he used a man that ironically had been killing Christians. God changed Paul's heart and used him for his glory. It's almost difficult for us to understand why God picked Paul of all people, but honestly, that's what makes him more relatable to us. Even though we aren't murdering other people, we still don't deserve the second, third, fourth, even fifth chances God willingly and gracefully gives to us when we mess up. The fact of the matter is that God cares about everyone. If God can use someone like Paul to do that, that should be encouragement to us to know that he can use anyone, including you. Paul teaches us how to get our priorities straight. Paul talks about how to live as Christ and to die as gain, Philippians 1:21. In Philippians 3:7-9, Paul talks about how everything else in this world is worthless compared to his relationship with Jesus Christ. He knew that nothing else in this world even mattered. God was number one in Paul's life. I don't know about you, but it can be a pretty difficult thing to do. It's easy to put other things number one in our lives, like school, work, family, friends, relationships, anything we find important. But Paul shows us that when it's all said and done, the only thing that really matters is our relationship with God, that he is number one in our lives. Paul also teaches us that our past does not define us. It's pretty clear that Paul had a very dark and wicked past, but he didn't let that define him. Instead, he grew and learned from it and was transformed into an incredible man of God. In Philippians 3:13, Paul writes, "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead." Satan uses our past to make us think we are too far gone. However, our past mistakes do not define us. They only provide opportunities for us to grow. God knows we are imperfect people, so he will love us regardless, and nothing we can ever do will change that. Finally, Paul teaches us about humility and contentment. Now, if there's anyone who could brag about how on fire they are for God, and all the good things they've done for him, and all the time they've surrendered to him and accomplished through him, it could be Paul. But Paul recognizes that he still has room for growth and doesn't let the pride consume him. Paul's humility amazes me, and it's something we can definitely learn from and aspire to. In Philippians 4:11-13, Paul writes, "I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether in having plenty or living in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength." The secret of Paul's contentment was that he gets his strength from the Lord. He learned to rely on God's promises and strengthen him to be content in any situation. He knew God would supply him with everything he would need, that God ultimately knew what was best for him. I tend to be the type of person who stresses and worries, so I know it's a very difficult thing to accomplish. However, I know that with God's strength, it's possible to accomplish anything. When I think about Paul's life and all the obstacles he faced, he is definitely a warrior for Christ. In 2 Timothy 4, 7-8, Paul states, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now, there is in store for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but all the others who have longed for his appearing." As believers today, we can have no greater sense of fulfillment than to know, as Paul did, that we have fully accomplished all the Lord has called us to do. Matthew 25:21. May we fight the good fight and be a true warrior for Christ, like Paul. Sometimes we may feel like we're on a reality TV show as we face challenges and obstacles. But let us prepare our hearts to advance to the finals, not to win a cash prize, but the prize of heaven that's worth far greater than we can imagine.